Sunday night in Tasmania, we're heading to Launceston for harness racing with eight races set down for decision. The first race at 8 minutes past 5 o'clock. And with the Botcherer claiming Novice Driver Series just around the corner, I thought we'll catch up with the driver that will compete in that series who has a handy book of drives on the Launceston card in Charlie Castles. How are you going, Charlie?
Yeah, good, thanks, Dunk.
You must be looking forward to the Botcherer claiming Novice Driver Series. It's still a few weeks away, but, you know, you get four drives on the meeting and get to drive for a few trainers that you might not drive for.
Yeah, that's right. It's always a card that the junior drivers look forward to, and it's going to be good again this year.
Let's see if we can get some wins on the board before we get there. In Launceston on Sunday, you take the drive on Estelle for your Uncle John in race number two. She's first up since leading all the way here on March 29. I couldn't see any trials for her. Have you had the opportunity to drive her in any track work?
Yeah, I drive her in track work a lot. She's probably my favourite at home, so I try and retain the drive as much as I can. But, yeah.
Wide draw for the first up assignment on Sunday probably makes it a little bit hard.
First up for a fair while, so probably just keep our options open at the start and see where we go from there.
Yeah. As you said, you have drove her in a bit of track work. Is she coming into this race sort of spot on, or will she? Is she a sort of a horse that will benefit from the run?
Oh, she'll benefit from the run. Certainly, she's still coming up all right, but she'll definitely benefit from this week.
Righto, let's head over to race four, where you've got the drive on Resolute Ruler, who led up the three wide line for the final lap. Quickly run a fair last time out when first up from a spill. Draws better here.
Yeah, definitely. We were pretty happy with that run, even though the finishing position and margin didn't look flash, but we were happy with that. And yeah, good draw for us. Hopefully we can just push up there and try and get a nice sit early and see where we go from there.
Race five on the cards, the Jubilee Bakery Stakes are rating 70-90 event, the fast class race of the night where you take the reins on the Wayne Campbell train, Buster William. You've had two drives on this pacer for two placings. They have been his last two starts. What have you made of those? They've been handy performances in my eyes.
Yeah, definitely. He's come up against some of the best we've got in the state and held his own, so hopefully he can do that again. Draw isn't ideal, but we'll see where we end up from there.
Right, let's go over to race six, where you've got a strong chance with Black Ops, so who's a Hobart winner, three starts to go, and draws well here in gate two.
Yeah, he's got a good draw for him. He probably goes better with the trail, so we'll try and find a trail, whether that's in front or from the 1-1, and yeah, we'll save him till later, I suggest.
Right, on your last drive of the night is for Andrew Thornton on Bearling, who's had the one start in the state. You do a bit of work early on that occasion, which probably took its toll late. So looks better suited here with gate two, where you've already got a spot in the running line.
Yeah, that's right. Worked a bit hard at last time, probably, and he definitely felt the effects of that, being beaten a fair distance. But hopefully he comes back a bit better this time, and we'll try and put in a better run.
Who's your best winning chance on the Launceston card this Sunday, Charlie?
I've got to say Black Ops in the junior driver race.
Race six, number two. Appreciate the insight into your drives in Launceston on Sunday night, Charlie, and best of luck with the Botcherer claiming Novice Drivers Series next month.
Thank you.